And thank you for being here today. Today I will be talking about how you can generate an income trading the newer trading session, just 2 hours and done. This is something that I have specialized in the last 8 to 10 years. I've worked really hard to perfect my methods so I can be done in 2 hours day trading and I can enjoy the rest of the day. And this is what I am going to be talking to you about today. And today's presentation is about how TradeLR can help you not only fish, but put the fish on your table. So if that sounds fair, okay, let me begin. All right, before we begin, just take a few seconds to read the risk disclaimer. All right, so for those of you that are new and do not know me, my name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of TradeLR.com, which is a trading education that is a trading education company that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade and swing trade the futures and the equities market. I specialize in day trading futures just in the first 2 hours of the New York trading session. And I also swing trade futures and swing trade equities. It's something that I love to do. And I started my trading career with swing trading. And I've actually started my trading career on the investment side and on continuation onto the swing side. And then I transitioned full time into day trading as an income producing style of trading for myself. And at the same time, I was managing my long-term accounts for my wealth generation style of trading. So I have been trading actively for the last 17 years, and this is as a professional independent trader, and I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. And I'm also the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system that is based on price support resistance, and these are 8 layers of price support resistance, not just supply and demand, that represent only about 10 to 15% of the whole equation. I specialize in trigger times. I have a specific method that has an 100% structural approach with precise timing, precise price zones, chart correlation, a strict set of trading rules, and a 10-point scoring system that enables myself and my traders to identify trades with ease. For those of you that want to find out more about Trade Out Loud, please visit our website for more information. And also you can visit our social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, etc. And on Twitter, I do post every single morning my levels for the trading session, for the current trading session before the market opens. Okay, so guys, I trade from home and I trade an income producing style of trading, which is day trading. Why is it an income producing style of trading? Because you have access to your cash every single day. You enter the trade and you exit the trade the same day, sometimes within minutes and sometimes within hours. And I have quite a surprise for you guys. I'm going to walk you through a trade that I have executed today in the trading room that took a little bit longer, but hey, we nailed it. Anyways, so trade for a living, guys. So you get the opportunity to work from home, work your own hours, and actually generate either an income or supplement your income. I trade with the institutional money flow, and what better example to show you today in the trade that I have executed today, because I trade, like I said, in sync with the algos, and I trade in sync with the institutional money flow. I focus on high velocity moves. What that means is that I'm looking for moves that expand beyond 2 to 3 points, 5 points, etc. So I'm looking for large moves, and of course, I'm looking for tighter stops for those particular moves and active management that I do everything live on the mic every single day. I also, like I said, I trade from 9:30 a.m. till about 11:30 a.m. And this is where I'm looking for my entries. I tend to look for my entries before 9:30. Today was an example because I initiated a trade at 10:30 and then I started adding at 11:30. Today was the exception to the rule. However, I like to be done by 11:30. And most of the time, 95 to 99% of the time, I am done by 11:30. And take, for instance, yesterday we were done. I think it was 10 o'clock or 10:15 and we were done, okay? And we were done. That is my kind of trading day and my kind of trading style. And I could go around and do whatever I want for the rest of the day. But in fact, I do tend to babysit my swing trades in stocks. And I like to scan for more trading opportunities. Having my money work for me is my greatest objective, okay, right now. I focused on four charts. So it's really hard to miss a trade if you're only watching four indices. And I specialize in the futures indices. I do trade commodities as well. We just wrapped a trade in gold a couple of days ago with profits. And we also have trades in the bonds. We also have a trade in natural gas. So we do have some other trades in commodities as well. But those are swing trades. They're not day trades. I deploy precise strategies at specific times and locations. So I know I look at the time and I know that if it is 9:45, I have a specific strategy that I need to deploy on a specific time frame. If it's 10 o'clock, I know what to expect in the market. If it's 10:30, I have my arsenal that I can deploy for that specific timing. I have it associated with another time frame because time frames differ based on the timing of the day, on the timing of the market that you're trading in. So I deploy these precise strategies at precise time, and they need to coincide precisely, algorithmic precision, like with the location and everything else that it needs to be in sync with my charts. And I apply simplified management. In fact, we teach it in our class. Once you're into the trade, you have precise parameters where your entry is, where your stop needs to be. No questions about, oh, should I put my stop here or should I give it a bit more room? No, we have precise guidelines of where the stop needs to be and also precise targets and how to act into those targets. Because here's the thing, if you have a losing trade, you have a plan, right? Because you have a stop. You stop out of the trade, guess what? Stopping out of the trade is part of the plan, right? Because you have a plan. There is no such thing as the perfect system where you are not going to incur any losses. The objective in trading is to have what? Big wins, number two. Small wins, number three. Break-even trades, and number four, small losses. But losses, you are going to incur some losses in trading. But you're going to try, and it depends on you, how accurate you are in your method, and of course, on the market, right? Because you need to have the market in sync. And sometimes you're getting tape bombs like we had today, right? When you're going to see the market dive. Don't be afraid of those tape bombs. And today I'm going to walk you through the same way I've walked my traders through live in the trading room today in a really drama kind of type trade. So here's what I specialize in. This is what I watch. I watch the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, and I also watch Russell. I didn't have a lot of room here on this slide, but I do watch Russell as well. And when I trade, I want to have this perfect symmetry and synchronicity. What I mean by that is I want all the indices to move pretty much at the same pace with the same speed and with the same formations and structure and percentage gains in order for us to have a really nice smooth transition towards that high velocity target. Out of these indices, I don't have blinders on, and I don't try to focus on the Dow or the S&P or NASDAQ. No, I do a thorough analysis and I pick the index that has the relative strength. And you're going to ask why? Well, it's simple, because I want to be in an index that has the capacity to run faster into target. And by looking at the market structure and determining the relative strength and the relative weakness, of course, the synchronicity and the divergency, because we knew right from the open today, we had a huge divergency in the market. We had the Dow today that had incredible strength. One of the components, Boeing, was ripping to the upside. And at the same time, we had NASDAQ that was pulling back, right? Was divergent compared to the rest of the market structure. And we also had relative strength into Russell. We also had relative strength into the S&P, but we had a first blip into NASDAQ and boom, down it went. And NASDAQ carried the market, carried the rest of the market lower with it. Let me walk you through my trade today. Who's ready to view this trade? Okay, S&P, everything was fine. I'm just going to get you a close, and let me just grab a marker right here. Just give me 1 second. All right, here it is. Okay, so this is the hourly chart right here, okay? So when I started the trading session from about 9 o'clock to about 9:30, I do the pre-market game plan, and we determine the plot and the plan of how to trade the New York trading session open. And when I came on the mic, we were trading just about here. It was like 64, 65, 29, 64, 65. And by the way, this is the E-mini S&P, in case you don't know. And we chose the E-mini S&P because it was a blend. It was not dropping like NASDAQ, and it was already trying to set up some setups for us for the New York trading session. And because the Dow was long gone, we didn't have, and we don't chase, we don't ever chase, we don't throw ourselves out there into the trade. Because if you're going to chase the trade, guess what? You're going to zoom out your risk, and you don't want that. Okay, so this is the E-mini S&P 1 hour. And the overnight trading session, you can see that pretty much it bottomed out and it formed support right into the 2940 zone, right? And it rotated up. And when we opened, we were already trading higher for about 3.5 hours, right? You could see one bar, second bar, third bar. And this is the opening bar. This is the 9 to 10 o'clock bar because this is a 1 hour. And we were already trading into the 64.65. And we were trading long from the breakout from the London session, right? And we already had the price advance for almost 4 hours for us. So guys, if you go outside right now and start walking or even let's say running for 4 hours, wouldn't you get tired? Yep, exactly. You would get tired. So what is the next thing that you're going to do? Take a break, right? You're going to take a break. Now, depending on your physical condition, right? Depending on how you feel, how your body is trained, you're going to take a small break or you're going to take a large break. If you're going to take a small break, it means that you're trained and you can actually go a little bit further, right? Take a small break, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, right? And then you're going to hit the road again and you're going to start running again. But if you're not trained, guess what? You're going to take a longer break. So that's exactly what's happening in the market. The market inhaled, right? It got exhausted and then it started to pull back. Now, how does it look? And this is, by the way, guys, this is a 15 minute. Just follow me along here. This is the 15 minute. So we already knew that we were running into an overextended market to the upside when we opened. And we were just waiting for the pullback to wait and see if we're getting any kind of rotation off of the 5, off of the 15. The 5 was extremely choppy. So we actually took the trade. It was 10:20 to 10:30 when the price was trading at 29.70. Wow. Okay. So until then, we had a perfect alignment in every system that we have been trading. Multi-time frame analysis was in sync with the higher direction. We had the track, we had the railroad tracks and the moving averages. Moving averages were fanning out. So that means that the traction was still ongoing for the upside. So the momentum should have still continued. The volume was just picking up and it was wonderful. So guess what? We had our first buy at 29.70. In fact, you could see it right here. 29.70 is my first buy, right? For the stop, we initially had a stop right below this 60, right? Right below this 60, right below this candle right here. This was our first stop. As I saw the under indices trade, I decided to use a soft stop. Now, keep in mind that in the trading room, we have all level traders, traders that are trading with huge trading account size, the majority, traders that have medium account sizes, and traders that are trading with $10,000 account sizes or even smaller than that, and they're trading micros. If you're trading with a small account size and if you're fully positioned, we recommended that you take your loss here, and this trade would have been a stop out for you. Fine, it's a stop. It's part of the plan. Guess what? In trading, you're going to have stop outs. But I have decided to use a soft stop because I saw that there are multiple support levels underneath, and I wanted to give it a little bit of room because I wanted to work the trade out. Guess what, guys? Let me give you a news flash. Institutional traders and also hedge funds do not use hard stops. They don't use hard stops. They work the trade, okay? They work the trade, okay? So this is how I work the trade, okay? So I saw the price go against me. Guess what? It was a tape bomb. It was news that came in. And if you know, as a professional trader, what news does to price, it actually moves the price in the opposite direction. But news is a brief interruption in a trend. I want you to write it down on a post-it, stick it to your monitor, and look at it every single day, every single time when you have a news event, stick it right there and read it every day or every time you have a tape bomb, just read that. News is just a brief interruption in the trend. So what did I do as the price was moving lower? I was 100% right, focused right on the price. Why? Because I wanted to add to my trade for two reasons. I wanted to bring the average down. I wanted to have targets on my add position so I could trail out and stay in with the original lot that I entered the trade and trail it further higher. Okay, so my first objective was actually to bring the price down. My second objective was to take profit on the add. And my third objective was to get my price as close as possible to break even so I could do the damage control on my trade. And today was damage control 101. And I showed my traders how a professionalist or professional trader or an institutional trader or a hedge fund manager or trader can actually trade in a situation like this. We've done it multiple times in drills in the trading room. And today we did it again live. Okay, so we're going back to the hourly chart here. So I knew that we have multiple levels of support. One of them was here. We had multiple layers. Now, I want to show you something. You see this little wick right here? Okay, you see this wick right here? What do you think this wick represents? And just type it here in the room. And I'm going to continue talking. I'm going to see what you guys are typing in. This wick represents all of the retail traders that stopped out of the trade and could not take the heat. This wick right here represents all the amateurs that got out of the trades. This wick and the drop was created by traders that hopped out of the trade because they had no idea what they're doing in the market and they were fearful, okay? When you're trading, fear is a distressing negative sensation. And fear comes from a fact that you have no idea where your stop is and how you can work the trade. And when you know how to work the trade out, you have no fear because the market is always going to provide you with opportunity. What is the number one fear in trading? When the price goes against you and when you see like red, you feel the pain, you want to get out. Guess what? Institutional traders do not get out when they see the red. The number one rule in institutional trading, you don't get out at red and you fight back, okay? So this is exactly what we've done. We added the first lot at 29.55. You could see it right here. Okay, let me just erase some of these areas right here. Okay, I think I got it. All right, so this is the ad right here, 29.55. And when you're adding, you need to use hard stops. So we had hard stops at 49. So we got in here, 29.55. We added one more lot at 58, okay? And then we had a very tight stop at 49. You can see it right here, okay? 49, I'm gonna try to draw this line as straight as possible, okay? So what happened next? We had another drawdown. So what we did, we kept the initial lot alive, the one where we entered at 70, and then we let the price bleed because remember, I'm not getting out at red because I don't wanna give them the satisfaction. I wanna get my money back and I'm fighting back, okay? So guess what? I waited for 29.41. Just don't mind this 29 right here. 29.41 was my third ad and 29.47 was my fourth ad. And these are ads to the trades, ads, okay? Now, if you have been trading for a while and if you know how to trade a volatile environment, you know that you should not overposition size ever in this kind of market environment. Because listen, if you're underpositioned, you're never gonna hear it. You're never gonna feel the heat. If you're overpositioned, you're gonna feel the heat. And guess what? You're gonna be this bottoming tail right here. Always. You're always gonna sell at the low. You're always gonna sell out of fear because you don't have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, you're always gonna get hit time and time and time again. Okay. So what did these averages do to us? Brought our price down. My average became 55 right now from the initial trade. And we managed it. And we had targets, obviously, for the ads. You can see here that we had targets into 45, 47. We took it off at 47. So we trailed out. So guess what here? We made 6 points, right? It adds up very quickly. So you're starting to make money. So you're hitting the brakes. The market is hitting the brakes. You're starting to rotate. So this is called rolling into a trade. It's not revenge trade. This is something totally different. This is damage control. So you come out positive from a situation where you were under. And this is where you can differentiate a good trader from a trader that does not have experience in the market. I do this every day in the trading world live. And I show my traders not to be fearful of the market and go get it. Make your personal computer your ATM. And this is my motto. And again, we added, like I said, at 47. You can see it right here at 47. And all these ads, by the way, we're not just winging it. No, we do technical location ads from critical support zones. And we're not buying on support. We're not selling into resistance. That is 100% amateur hour. We're waiting for confirmation points, okay? And this was a confirmation point at 41. This is a confirmation point at 42. And we established that this low that we had right here, the 32, is going to be the low of the day. Take a look at the mini S&P if you have a chart up and tell me if this is currently right now the low of the day. It's 2:30. We have a couple of hours into the close. And guess what? That low is holding and we're just just about to do some hourly rotations, and guess what? Inside 4 hour bar, this is still bullish. What did this trade do? Well, guess what? Take a look at this wick right here. Thank you very much. And take a look at this wick right here. It came back into 29.55. Where is this 29.55? Back here. Sometimes trading is super easy, guys. And sometimes trading is very, very, like we had this whole entire month. And actually this whole entire, you know, not only month, but this whole entire year. This is only the second time where we had to work the trades out. Only the second time this year. But did we come out with a win? Did we come out on the green? You bet. A break-even trade after a tape bomb to me is always, always going to be a really great trade in my book. So I'm trying to regain my mouse here. Okay. All right. So is it easy to succeed in trading? Well, you know what? A lot of traders think that if they work really hard and if they trade and look at charts and do the analysis and go back and do some wins, have some losers, etc. And they work, but they're still into the red. Okay. They think that they're going to make it. So guess what, guys? Hard work does not guarantee you're going to get up there. In fact, 90% of the traders fail because they repeat the same mistake over and over and over and over again. And they either blow up their account, they don't have anything to trade anymore, and they have to quit, or they get burned out and they think, you know what, this trading is not for me. The reality is that if you invest in your personal education, I don't care where you're getting your education, just get a style and an education format that fits your personality. Depends on how you what time frame you want to trade and what you like to trade, and invest in that education. Invest your time, your studying, commit to the opportunity of making money in the market. You can either do trial and error, you can try to do it yourself, it's probably going to take you a little longer, you may get it right away. But education comes first, comes before you open a trading account, okay? So don't repeat the same mistakes. That is going to drive you into agony because you don't know what you're doing wrong. And in fact, what I'm teaching in my course in trading psychology is how to self-evaluate yourself. A simple method using charts of the same symbol, how you can analyze your trading, analyze yourself. You're never going to need a coach. You're going to be your own coach. You know, and you're going to know what you did wrong and when you did it. Okay. So the main thing is don't stop. If you're on the right track, if you feel that you're there, trust me, success is right around the corner. And success in trading doesn't mean that you're going to have one strategy. Newsflash, with a strategy, you know, you're not going to succeed. You need to have the whole system. You need to have a good strategy. You need to have good management. You need to have the mindset. You need to have the experience and the attention to detail. So you're going to be one with the chart. If trading was easy as reading a book from Amazon and buying a book from Amazon or buying a shiny indicator, everybody would be rich right now. We wouldn't even be here because everybody would be super rich right now. But trading is a lot of work, okay? So before you get into that mentality and say, oh, wow, you know, trading is the one place to be because you're always going to get that instant gratification. No, trading is a roller coaster, okay? Trading is a roller coaster. Some days are amazing and some days are really crappy, okay? And some days like today for me, like literally I had to work my butt off to get out into a break-even territory, okay? So trading is great because it can provide an income for you and your family, can supplement your income. And again, it has unlimited income potential. Guess what, guys? A lot of individuals right now are quarantined. And guess what? If you're not an essential worker, guess what? You're home and you don't have a job right now. And how secure are you that when the economy is going to open, you could still go back to your job? And how long are you going to keep your job for? And it's always great to have something, to have an ace up your sleeve, to have a plan B. What am I going to do if I'm losing my job? Okay. Why not learn how to trade now? And the fact that you guys are here at this event just shows us that you're ready to learn. And what better place to be than here, right? It means that you're committed to succeeding. I mean, not a lot of traders, you know, a lot of traders don't even come to webinars, don't even come to live events or anything like that. No, they think that they've got this and they're opening an account without any kind of proper education and they're just hitting the button. Okay. But you guys, because you're here, you guys are winning traders. Okay. And of course you have control over your time. Okay. You have control over your time. And that was number one for me. me. Actually, I was working for an investment company and I was working very long hours. We were dealing with only high net worth clients, obviously very demanding, right? So I was traveling about 3 hours a day, one hour and a half to go to work and an hour and a half at least to get back to home. The commute was terrible. And now I trade less than that, okay? So can anyone make money in the market? Yes, if you do have the proper education and if you have the mentorship, you can succeed. What we provide is we provide the trading education that is backed up by a trading room that is so easy I communicate all my trades. In fact, I trade everything that I trade within a day in the trading room live. I post all my trades that are live and usually there are no more than 1 to 3 trades. Today was an exception because we did damage control. So I wanted to do damage control. I'm not going home with a loss. There are instances where I take a loss, but there are instances like in a market like today when no, I am not going home for a loss. First of all, because we're trading into holiday, pre-holiday, it's kind of like a seasonal type of environment, and always into holiday trading, the trade is going to be higher, always, right? This, what we had was a tape bomb with China threatening the US with terrorists and stuff, but that's it. It was a tape bomb. No education is simply, you know, translated. I don't have an easier translation. I hope there was one, but hey, guess what? No money. So you really have to have a really good structured approach to make money in the market. And to achieve your goals, you need to have it. You need to have a system with well-defined rules. Trade around those times, trade around those areas, trade around, you know, only that specific setup. It requires you discipline. So I was extremely disciplined in my trading session today because I waited for price rotations to roll in and then roll out of the trade. I had the patience to wait. So I did nothing in the meantime. Most of the time in your trading, guess what? You need to do nothing. You need to do nothing. Okay. So treat trading as a business. A lot of times, you know, traders are just getting up, you know, they're popping up their computer, their platform, and they go like, okay, what's there to trade right now? No, that's not the way to approach trading. There's a lot of research and work that goes before the market opens. Economic releases for today. What was the agenda of the overnight trading session? Okay, what was the work of the overnight trading session? So all these details are going to show you a lot of how the price action is going to work in the New York trading session. Okay, so learning how to trade is not inexpensive. Okay, but guess what? If you want to learn how to play golf, if you want to learn how to play tennis, those are very costly and the sport itself is super costly. It's a good chunk of change, but think about it. Is it worth it? I think totally yes, right? Think about the losses that you incurred today. Think about the losses that you incurred last week. Think about the losses that you probably some of the traders incurred from January or from years. I have traders that join my courses that have never been successful for the last 7 years and they decide to join me. Okay, so part-time trading literally for full-time results and half the time to do the things that you love. This is the type of trading and the type of precision that I execute my trades with. So you can see that I have some dotted levels. I know that I have some questions here in the room about these dotted levels. These are levels that I teach my traders in my class how to plot before the market opens so they could have an 100% accurate system that they can trade from. And these are levels that are based on those specific 7 layers of support and resistance. So here's an example of the entry 96.97. So we have exact, and by the way, these are trades that were posted in the trading room, trades that all my traders did. And the reason why they love trading with me and learning my system is because it's crystal clear. You don't have a gray area. You don't need to watch something on another time frame and execute it on the other. And no, it's a system of itself. You have everything lined up. You're going to trade it. You don't have anything like you don't have, or you have just half of your checklist, you know, lined up, then you don't take the trade. So final target, take a look at the final target. Our targets are incredible. Remember the trade that I executed today? Mark, not at all. And I'm going to explain if I have the time or shoot me an email, I can explain that very easily. I could see from your question that you're a very beginner trader. Okay. So profits here, you can see we go for huge velocity. This is 83 points right here. Okay. Here's another trade that we executed. And this, in some cases, we could have trades that are day trades that transform. If you have the desire to keep them overnight, they can become swing trades, but they're in the profitable territory. This is not when something is going against you. This is something when it's going for you. So we have crystal clear parameters for the trade, including trail billing instructions. You can differentiate a good trader from a, I would say, average trader by trailing. Most of the services that are out there, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're going to give you, oh, this is the area where you buy. This is the area where you should kind of have a stop. Maybe those are the good guys. Okay. I wouldn't say the good guys. And then look for profits here. Hey, what happens before the entry and the profit? Nothing. You're not going to hear anything from a service. Okay. Not with us. We trail along the way and we don't take you out right at target because we trail. We let the market trail us out. We don't take us out of a good trade. So this is a perfect example right here. If traders want to take it as with these specific targets and trailing along the way live, that's fine. But if you want to take it as a swing trade, again, these are the swing trading targets as well. This is the type of post that you can expect to learn in our courses. You will have mathematical precision. You will know exactly where your entry is, exactly where your stop is, and exactly where your targets are. So how many trades do we take? Because I trade only the New York trading session and have zero desire to trade the afternoon trading session, I take between 1 and 3 trades a day, usually one and done. This is my motto, one and done, and I'm done. I don't want to sit in front of the computer because I take high velocity moves. And I'm going to share with you guys some of my trades. And Mark, that'll bring a little bit of light to your statement right there. All right. So how much money have you made, guys, this year? Type a 1 in the room if you made money this year. Type a 2 if you're still struggling. And I feel for you if you're struggling. Okay. Here is my performance. All trades in front of a live audience. This is time stamped. We have the record. These were all posted in the trading room. I have 37 wins. And this is January, by the way. And this is realized with one contract per trade. One contract per trade. So the 37 trades, 8 losing trades, 47 trades in total, 37 wins. Win ratio 82%, over 82%. 6,223. So if you wanted to say, hey, you know what? I just want to follow you and I want to take all your trades right after you take my class. I want to follow all your trades with one contract. This is what you would have. And let's say you have a very small, tiny account size and say, hey, I can't take it with a full size contract. If you have, I don't know, $7,000 contract, you take these trades with one micro, you would have over $600. That is over 10% on your $500 account, let's say. February, we have 27 winning trades, 4 losing trades, 30 trades in total. It's a really quiet month in February, 86%. Okay. How's that, Mark? How's that working? Okay. So 45 for March, 45 winning trades, 4 losing trades, 49 trades in total, win ratio 91.84%. All of the trades that you see here, they were all taken in the trading room live. And not only that, but I teach you how to do the same. I teach you how to trade the same methodology. And by the way, all trades with one contract and in only 2 hours. We put our money where our mouth is. Month of April, 70% win ratio, 26 wins, 11 losses, 37 winning trades. Take a look at my portfolio. See it, Mark? 16,888, 70%. May, and I have not included, we're over $10,000 and we still have 1 week left. Hello. So we're still wanting to bank some profits into the last week. But so far, this is from the last presentation where we had on May 8th. And so we had 11 winning trades, 1 losing trade, 37 total trades, 91.67 win ratio. One contract, 2 hours a day. We teach and trade live every day a highly successful algorithmic system that follows institutional money flow in the first 2 hours and embeds, enables us to profit on momentum moves at specific price locations, at specific times, with precise technical patterns, okay? Our method overrides news, artificial indicators, earnings, and even dark pools, because it's based on pure price action. So if you guys are interested in trading futures, a lot of traders are gravitating toward trading futures because of the relatively low startup cost, because it's usually required to have $30,000 to open a stock trading account and you must maintain at least $25,000 to keep that trading account status live. The futures market allows you to open an account for as little as $5,000. And best of all, you do not have to maintain the margin requirement, because as long as you have sufficient cash in your account to cover the margin requirement, you could still trade that commodity or index and have a balance less than $700 to $800. And you can still trade mini, right? Okay, minis are great. You have full size option and you have micro option. And by the way, for oil and for gold, you do have, for oil, for instance, you have the mini option, and for gold, you have the mini and the micro option. Same for natural gas. All right. And for oil, you have the mini, that is kind of like the half size of the full size contract. So why are minis great? Okay. Why are minis great? Because if you just start trading and if you have the proper education, then you can start trading micros because you want to get down to your comfort zone, right? You want to get into your mojo of trading, right? It's all about that. And you want to trade with micros so you can have skin in the game, right? You don't want to go full blast into full contract because especially now volatile market conditions, things are a little bit volatile, a little bit choppy, and you can potentially lose some money if you're trading a full size contract. And if you're not trained, you're going to freak out when you see a little bit of red and you're going to stop out of the trade. So why micros? In volatile market conditions, the risk is always going to be asymmetric. I love to trade the sweet spot, which is the overlap of the London session and the New York trading session. And the reason why I love to trade futures, day trade and swing trade futures, is because I have a hands-on approach 24/7. Guess what? At the beginning of the trading session, if I'm trading a stock or if I want to trade the Qs or the buys, and if there's a gap up or a gap down, I have to use my damage control to try to work that gap out. But if I'm trading futures and if I see that I'm up in the overnight, guess what? I could take profits anytime because it's a 24-hour market. Or if the price goes against me, guess what? If I decide to cut my trade and take my loss, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I could take a loss. It's easier to come back from a small loss than it is to go into a huge loss. Now, I love to day trade because it's 2 hours and I'm done. But before I get to the drawing board and execute my perfect trades every single day with a lot of analysis backed up by lots and lots and lots of strategy, I prep for about 2 hours in advance because I need to collect all my intel. I need to predetermine my levels. I need to look at everything in advance before the market opens. And when the market opens, I just sit back. I just don't do anything. I don't do any analysis when the market is open. The analysis is already done. So I profit from the most volatile part of the day and I trade only high velocity moves, high odds moves, 75% and more, and get fast out on high momentum always by trailing and by not taking myself out. This is the biggest mistake that traders make, is when they see their target achieved, they get out. And that is because they are not used to seeing green in their P&L. And once they learn how to trade the proper way, then they could start trailing and they could start riding the winners. So this is my income producing style of trading. And swing trading and investing in futures in the stock market, you're on-chain from the computer. And I do that as well because I do that in the afternoon. I like to go to the gym. I like to go for a walk. So I don't want to be in front of the computer anymore. So futures market offers you tons of advantages. You know, obviously you take on short position with ease. You don't have an uptick rule, reliable volume, trading major markets. You could trade income or for wealth, depending on whether it's day trading or swing trading. Tick values are different. So if you want to use a smaller tick value, which is the Dow, if you want to use a higher tick value, which is the S&P, you could trade minis or micros. And actually, we should thank the CME for bringing them last year in May. May 6th is when the minis were introduced. You don't have to use a scanner. If you're watching just 4 charts, I mean, you don't use a scanner. It's really hard to miss a trade when you're only watching 4 charts. And trust me, coming from me, I have traded stocks for over 20 years and day trading for more than 15 years, day trading stocks. So then I transitioned to futures. There's no pump and dump. It's safe from rumors, no downgrades, no upgrades. It's literally a 24-hour market and you have hands-on risk every single time. So here's the advantage of the buying power. Let's say I want to buy the Qs right now. For those of you that are still thinking about, hey, am I going to dab into futures trading? I don't see a reason why. And after this presentation, if you have a reason why you should not be trading futures, I just want to hear it. So if a trader, let's say, wants to buy the Qs, which are, let's say, at $212, and the trader will need about $12,000 to buy 100 shares. And if price goes up 50 cents, you're going to profit $50 because each cent is a dollar. But if the trader wants to buy NASDAQ, let's say trading at 86.91, and if the trader needs about $8,200 to buy one contract, and if the price goes up 50 points, then you're going to profit $1,000. And that's $20 a point. That's fine, right? But let's see how that looks on charts. This is a chart of the cube. And this is just a simple pullback that we had. This is one of our signature trades. And I wanted to share this with my traders in my room to do the comparison live. So we did this live in February. So we bought on a technical rotation. You can see the entry price right here, 233,100. And we entered it at 11 o'clock. The trade duration was 40 minutes. So we were in this trade for a long period of time. We are usually not in a trade for that long because we're in and out and we're getting in on that really high momentum for a really high amount of points. Buying power, you can see it down here. It's 11,700. And you can see here that we're up in the trade, which is fantastic because we have achieved the target into the 234, right? This is the price, 234 right here. And we made $100, which is good, which is not bad based on the buying power and based on the move that we had into the target. This is really good money with 100 shares. But I want you guys to look at this chart very carefully, right? This is the Qs right here. This is the price. You can see the prices right here. Look at the moving averages that I have. I just use a couple of moving averages. And then look at a few, I should say, three. Okay. And then take a look at the move, right? Now I'm going to change the slide. Ta-da. I'm going to change the slide. Do you see any difference? Well, yeah, the only difference that you see on the chart here is obviously the P&L and the symbol and the prices right here because the pattern is the same, right? The trade duration, when we initiated the trade at 11 o'clock, the trade duration was 40 minutes. You could see the buying power, which is less than trading stocks. And this is a one contract. So we were able in 40 minutes to make $790 with less buying power than the Qs. You can see it right here, $100 in the Qs. All right, let's move on. This is the type of example that I'm gonna show you here. This is the trade that we initiated actually on a Tuesday here. And then the price move. And actually we transitioned this day trade into a swing trade. Don't get me wrong. If you're only a day trader, just take your profits and done at the end of the day. But I personally like to keep these kind of moves in the overnight trading session as well. And sometimes, and by the way, they're not reflected in the portfolio, these swing trades, not unless I specifically mention that these are swing trades and then they're in the portfolio. But usually if we have a day trading target, we take the day trading target and we're done. Okay. So you can see that you don't even need to trade a lot of size to make money in the market. Here's another example in the Dow. Here's another example in the S&P. And these are all technical rotations that are happening. This is what I trade. This is a watch list that I share every single time in the trading room. Mark, we do technical trade. We don't do percentage or increment. We don't do that. Okay. We do technical. Everything is technical on the chart. It's so simple. It's 100% technical, no brainer, and zero emotions and zero fear. Okay. This is my trading plan basically in only one sheet right here. Market timing, 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30. This is the time when I'm looking for specific setups to develop in the market based on which I establish my system, my entry, my next trade. So depending on the activity from 9:30 to 10 o'clock and depending on the activity from 9:30 to 10:30, what this represents is the first 30 minutes of the market and the first hour of the market. I need to have very strict parameters. And then the time frames that I trade. I trade the 2, 5, 15, 30, 1 hour, and 4 hour. These are all day trading for day trading. And if you're asking me what is your favorite time frame, that is just not a good question because traders need to adjust depending on the time that they're trading. So at 9:30, yeah, I'm going to use the 2 minute, but I'm not going to use that 2 minute at 11:30 because you're going to get whipped. So if you're thinking that you're going to, if you think that time frame is going to work for you in the afternoon, it's not, especially during the doldrums. There are a lot of shakeouts that are happening, and that's why the trades are not working if you're using the same time frame. So time frames are designed to work at different specific times through the market. I use simple strategies. Obviously, in the course, I teach 10 trading strategies, 10. You can imagine you're going to be loaded with 10 strategies, and we trade all 10 strategies in the trading room. We deploy them at one time or another. But the basic strategies that we're going to be using 90% of the time are the pullback, buys, and sells into the key zones and breakouts and breakdowns. Execution time frames, I look to enter trades at 9:30, 9:45, 10 o'clock, and 10:30. And of course, we need to measure the ESTRP, that is the entry stop target, position sizing, and reward level. All right. So if you think trading is hard, guys, trading is not hard. I am telling you, traders have the tendency to overcomplicate trading because they cannot follow a simple system. And once they have a system that is working for them, trading is not going to be hard. For me, trading is not hard. I can't wait to get up every morning and trade for 2 hours and done. And in fact, my trading is only about a few minutes and then I'm done. And then pressure is off, okay? So trading is like learning how to drive, right? It can be overwhelming when you're first stepping into the car. Think about yourself when you first started driving, right? It was stressful because you have to keep track of gas, the brakes, you put the seatbelt on, look in the mirrors, you know, then start driving so you don't crash. So you were like, all worried, right? So once you got used to it all, right? All you had to do is focus on your destination. That's it. And it becomes a second nature. So after 20 years or 30 years of driving, do you guys feel the same pressure now? No, you don't. You get in the car and you focus on, okay, I got to go to Publix, or I want to go, I don't know, to Neiman Marcus. Okay. So the trading is the same way. You need to keep track of your entry. That's your gas pedal. That is the time when your capital is at risk. Boom. When you're entered the trade, you're committed. Your money is in the game. Then the next thing you need to keep track of is your stop. That's your gas. Where am I going to put my stop? Is it going to be a soft stop? Am I going to really hit the brakes so my airbag is going to kick, you know, in? Or am I going to have a soft stop, right? Market conditions, right? Is it raining? Is it snowing? Are we going to get some tapons? Are we trading around holiday trading? And by the way, those of you that are going to decide to register for my class, we have a whole big package for you. And I teach a class that is designed for hedge funds that trade at the end. And it is a system that hedge funds trade around holidays. It's called holiday trading and how to trade a year end. The holiday trading is valid for all the holiday trading. So you know what to focus on. That's why I wanted to save my trade today, because I know how to trade into this pre-holiday environment. Okay. So once you get used to it all, it becomes instinctive. Okay. So we're teaching a class. It starts on Tuesday and it's going to be a huge class. We have never done this before at this price. So we're only offering it once and done. We're never going to do this again. It's too much effort and time on my side. And this class is a 5-day power course. It teaches you how to trade futures A to Z. So we're going to take you from point A. We're going to get you to point Z. And not only that, we're going to teach you how to fish, but every day in the trading room. And it's not going to be like 3 times a week or 2 times a week or 1 times a week. No, you're going to see me every single day. And I'm going to drill information every single day in your head until you get it right. And not only that, but every single day, I am going to provide you trades. And you see that portfolio that I just shared? That could be your portfolio, okay? So this is a super intensive course. And I mean, it's super, super intensive course. And it's going to teach you how to institutionally trade. It is an institutional grade trading system. It's not just one strategy here and one strategy there. No, it's a complete system. And we're going to teach you the 6 major disciplines of every trade, how to determine entry, precise entries, precise stops, precise targets, plus trade management, which is the biggest doozy of all, because this is what differentiates a good trader from a trader that is right at the beginning or a trader that has no idea what to do. I've had traders that, you know, have started, you know, started to move up the scale a little bit and say, started making profit. And then, you know, they were like, oh my God, what do we do now? I mean, the trader was going for them, right? And they were like, oh my God, what do we do now? So eliminate all those questions and, you know, start trading with confidence. So we teach you how to trade multi-time frame alignment, which is imperative. You don't trade multi-time frame alignment, guess what? You're only going to look at the smaller picture. You're never going to go for the high velocity move. Market timing, precise locations. And if you go to tradeallo.com/futures, you're going to find all the information there, all the class curriculum, which equals to none that is on the market. So we put everything in there and then some. We threw in the kitchen sink, just like the Fed did with the market. So this class is live. Every time it's live. You're not going to get, you know, it's never, it is recorded, so you can have access to a recording. But if you have a question, ask it live. We're going to give you platform layout, free unlimited live retakes every time, because trading is about developing habits and repetition is key. We're going to give you risk charts so you know how to position size. We haven't even gotten to that. that yet today. We don't have time, but risk control and position sizing is what's going to make or break your account. It's not the system. It's not the strategy. It's not the trailing. It's your position sizing. So what's your goal for 2020? We're almost starting June right now. We're starting the class May 26th through June 1st. And this is the Power Income Futures Day Trading Course. It is a 5-day live hands-on. It comes with 30 days of trading with me. And the course is $49.95. But wait, we have a Memorial Day. And it's the last time we had our super offer last month. It was nothing compared to this. But we have this super offer right now. We're going to end this. I don't want to do it anymore. It's too much effort and too much time. Because everything is live with us. So